This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Right now about it.
Yeah, I said,
text went crazy.
We're not
come on
yet.
Another song.
Are we taping it?
We're taping now.
And what did she say?
No, it's a sexy song.
Sexy song.
Why don't you ever play it for me?
Who's sexy?
She said that?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh.
Who's gonna sex you like I do?
I wanna sex you up.
I was thinking that song too.
Oh, no.
Oh, gross.
That was the first time I ever heard somebody say sex you up. I know, it's so gross. Gross. Was that name of that band, Color Me Bad?
Yeah. You just jumped right in when we sang it, though, Sarah.
Well, I know the song.
Barf from yourself, but you sing along like you love it.
I want it.
Did you just yawn?
No, I'm gagging. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for December 12th, 2018. It's a Tuesday. Sarah Vinny Brin in Studio D, Yuzi and Hooman in Studio B, and is Vaughn on mic in Studio
C? Yo, Vaughn!
He must have went out to the bathroom.
Oh, poor Vaughn.
It's all right. We're starting without him.
Seat's empty.
So last week on the show, or does anyone have anything they want to get out their chest first?
Why don't you start?
I don't have anything. I just don't like to just move ahead without... Sometimes this is where the best stuff comes
up. It's time for confessions, Sarah.
Let me think if I have anything to confess to. I really don't. This is the place to do it.
When's the last time something besides poop was in your butt?
Oh, that's a good question, Vin.
It's been a really long time.
It's been a long time.
What about you?
Did you hear you, Zach? Goes, Vinny.
Come on.
Jeez.
Well,
edit that out.
Who here is the last person to have something besides poop in their butt?
Yeah, you, Zach.
I did a coffee enema over the weekend.
Oh,
so Hooman wins.
Good job, Hooman. Take it for the team.
And were you playing?
Your butt is mine.
Hold on. Were you playing? Wait a minute. God damn it.
Coldplay.
Were you playing?
Are you playing Keith?
Nobody by Keith Sweat?
I don't love Keith Sweat like these guys do. I like him, but I don't think about him very often.
I want to show you, very babe.
So, you used your all-organic lube.
Mm-hmm. Slickwid.
Slickwid.
And I was wondering, the tube that you used to do for the insertion point, does that have like a little nipple at the end
does,
or some
yeah.
kind of smooth?
Yeah, smooth.
So you put lube all over that?
How old is that tube?
I switch them out. You can wash them pretty thoroughly. Nice. It's not like it's up there. Don't do that. Don't be so judgy.
Who?
Any of us. He doesn't want us judging him. He's an enema. He's an enema guy.
Gross.
What made you feel? Were you feeling sluggish or dirty cancerous?
I just I needed to get to a real quiet place and clear my mind and think about some stuff. And stuff
and you
like
said,
that.
You know what will help me? A bunch of coffee in my asshole.
That's right.
So, do you do it like first thing in the morning or is it?
No, I did it after we saw Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse.
What time?
You've just been hanging out with your boys.
So you've been hanging out with Bryn thinking about your asshole.
Well, I wasn't going to see the movie, but we invited our friend who's a grandmaster yogi.
Yeah.
And she brought her kids. Nina. What's up, Nina?
What up, Nina?
Nina's like, not now.
Not in this conversation. Poor Nina.
I was going to skip the film, but then I already committed to it.
Oh, you mean to get right to the enema?
Just to kind of like have a quiet day.
Right.
Like no social media, like nothing. Just kind of
just a little lube, a bucket, a tube.
Lube, a bucket, a tube.
Nobody.
Nobody, baby.
Well, I'm glad that we found that out. I thought it had been a while since you.
Since it has been a while, were you especially crappy? You know, like whatever comes out of
you. I understand. Yeah. Well, not especially.
What?
Not especially.
Normal amount of crap?
Normal. I mean, there have been times where it's definitely been way worse. Like the first time I did it, it was rough.
Now your colon is pretty
clean. Let's talk about something else.
I really don't want to leave this topic.
Are you still doing it? Are you still doing it in the bathtub or?
I do it on the floor.
On the floor. Can't there be an accident though? Don't you want to be in the bathtub just in case?
No, I'm literally one step away from the toilet. You gotta lie down on the.
Do you ever get blood?
No, absolutely not.
So is that lube specifically used only for that type of situation?
Do you also jerk off with it too?
I don't have any chicks coming over. No.
I mean self love or.
No, I don't use massages.
You do a dry jerk off?
I do. Yeah.
John has a dry jerk off.
He does?
Yeah.
But doesn't he get like chafy?
No.
You always lube up when you hit it?
Oh, every time.
With your hand?
What about you?
I can go either way.
Oh, really?
Because sometimes, you know, the lube is messy. So if I'm like really, you know, ready, then I could just not use lube.
Oh.
But you got your fiance, so you can just. Doesn't she just like give you the service whenever you need it?
No,
that doesn't
busy,
happen
dude.
Anymore.
Especially, yes. Yeah,
they have a baby now. The days of them having sex every single day are over.
Why does that happen?
Well, look, sleepy time isn't always like, you know, we're not on schedule.
You're not?
Yeah, she gets off work late and I'm.
It's a disaster, is what it is.
In order for me, I can get it.
Goddamn crime.
If I wait up for it. And waiting up is like impossible on a weeknight. You know, I have though, till 10:30 or 11, just like, is she sleeping yet, please?
Anita, you awake?
Oh, you're knocking?
It's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But she's down. I mean, she's super cool. It's just that when the baby's there, it's not.
Well, she's psyched that you're into her, you know.
Yeah. We're happy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, you were saying before we got on to...
So last week we talked about a woman... A young woman whose father has some new girlfriend. Everybody in the family hates her.
Oh, yeah. I think I gave her the best advice.
Well, hold on. You didn't say. So the woman is apparently who broke up the marriage.
Yes.
And she's gold digging.
Well, we don't know that.
But she's a nice lady because she does all the stuff whenever he wants.
We don't know that. So, yeah, you're right. I'm writing because I'm having a hard time trying to explain to my father why it hurts me every time he invites his girlfriend to family events because this is the person who broke them up. Also, she's saying her dad's an alcoholic. Let's just say everyone knows not to listen to his text past 5 p.m. because usually he's talking nonsense. So that was the gist of it. And we talked for a while about that and everybody weighed in. And it was, I have a couple, just two responses from some people. If you want to write to us to respond to something or if you've got a question or a problem of your own, please feel free.
The chick that wrote in didn't write back in?
No. Right. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Put bad advice in the subject.
You know what? She did write back in. I didn't. I wonder if it got deleted because.
Oh,
I try to save the Secret Show email.
Oh, man. Gigi, what happened?
Let's wait
Sarah,
for
Sarah, do you have the original email?
I do.
Can you bleep this part out? Can you tell me her name?
Yes. Can you bleep this part?
I sure can. I'll leave that in.
Don't leave that
up.
In.
I'm going to look that up.
Just like it sounds?
Yeah.
And ooh,
yeah.
Find it.
Read it.
Do you see it?
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
All right, here we go.
Great. Read it. The truth.
What?
All right.
Go ahead, Yuzi.
Okay. Thank you all so much for responding so quickly to my email about my father and his girlfriend on the December 4th Secret Show. Staying for an hour or two before the party starts is a great idea. That was my idea.
And, though
since the party is a few hours away, I may have to go with the alternative of celebrating with her another day. Until I heard Sarah read my email and you all react, it was difficult for me to keep in mind that my father probably isn't willing to get rid of her because she'll give him what he wants in bed. Right. Rather than liking her for stimulating conversation. I found the part about the rusty trombone hilarious. Also, thank you to Sarah for giving me the kick in the pants about using my adult skills. I did need to hear that. My parents are super childish in the way that they interact with each other, especially after the divorce. Mm. So I probably have been following their example. At the end of the day, I agree that it is an impossible situation. Still, it was so great to hear from you all laughing over it. That made me feel so much better.
Oh.
Sincerely, lifelong listener.
And thank you to Sarah for all the answers. Nobody else. Only Sarah.
Only Sarah.
Sarah's the only voice I heard. I didn't hear
Sarah.
Anybody else.
She's great.
Thank you for Sarah for chiming in and
Sarah,
reading
Sarah,
my...
Sarah, Sarah.
And certainly only hope Sarah,
Sarah
has more Sarah. Things to say.
And well, nobody Sarah. Else.
It's not a competition, Hooman.
I know, Hooman.
But you always win.
You're winning.
I don't even try. What a bitch. All right. God, that's
well, Sarah,
Sarah,
what else you got to say to her?
Bust that bitch open later.
Pop that bitch
Whoa.
Later.
Nothing. Yeah, what did he say?
I'm going to pop that bitch later.
He's, oh, yeah. I'm going to bust that, bust that right. bitch
he
later.
He said I'm bust it.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bust
let
it.
Let me pull that audio real quick.
This is the self-proclaimed king of R&B. It's really, you know how sexy those guys are. He's all, yeah, I got a pimple on my chin. I'll bust that bitch later.
Got an overbite too, buddy.
Yeah. He doesn't have a good look.
Picture he pulled up, I'm like, this guy?
That guy. Jacques.
Jacques Cousteau?
No, that's his name, Jacques. Like,
Jacques.
Whatever.
Jacques Cousteau.
The answer is no.
Here, let's see. I think I got it. Hold up.
Oh. It's good. I know I got a pimple on my chin. I'm going to bust that bitch later.
I'm going to bust that bitch
I'm
later.
I'm going to bust that bitch later.
I can leave that in.
So this is some response to the woman who, you know, surprise, people have divorced and people have problems with the new significant others of their
right.
parents. Hey, team, just finish listening to this. Just finished listening to the December 4th Secret Show Bad Advice about the lady who's dealing with her dad's girlfriend being around and asking what to do about it. I just went through the same process, and this is what I decided to do about it. I wrote an email. Yeah, it could have been seen as childlike because the email was attacking and complaining about this woman, but my dad was engaged to her after 3 months. I listed everything that had been bothering me and had my sister review and give me her stamp of approval to send it. It listed everything out and also asked for a meeting with all of us with a lawyer so I could make sure this lady signs a prenup. I was worried about my inheritance, too. Dad read it, reacted saying that I only see the bad sides of her, but when the heck is the good side then? But then he eventually called and asked me to work on my relationship with this woman, and he apologized for his ignorance for how my sister and I felt about the entire situation. He also agreed to get a prenup, which he wasn't going to do initially. He was asking me about Christmas plans and how he wanted me to get to know this woman better. I was tentative but open. Then he showed the email to her.
Mm. Oh my God.
Breach.
That is a breach.
Major breach.
This is why you don't write the email.
Hang on.
Listen. All right, here we go.
All right.
She threw a fit.
Of course she did.
Thought I was being disrespectful of my dad, and she kept telling him how to deal with me. He saw her true colors, realized I was right. This lady had too many issues, and he broke up with her.
Nice.
I am so grateful that he took my feelings to heart and stood up for me against this woman. Yes, she was good looking. I'm sure she did all the stuff. But she was crazy and hiding things, and he finally realized he didn't want to lose his daughters over a woman he's known for 5 months. Boom.
Here's the trippy thing I thought. Is that it? I thought about this after we read that first letter and then split. And I'd even commented that, you know, my missus, her parents are divorced. And so through them, there have been other partners that have come into even my home.
Yeah.
And so I've got a little experience with it. And one of the things that trips me out, just as a, I don't know, as someone who's sort of a bystander to it, is I'm always surprised the women or the other partner, whether it be man or woman, whatever the makeup is, isn't more quick to say, you should go to that yourself.
Mm.
You never see your daughter. Maybe you should spend some time with your daughter by yourself. I'm with you all the time. How about I check you out tomorrow, sir?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd think that this person who's constantly being brought into someone else's family unit, especially on big holidays, would be more likely to say, that's, you know what? I'm a woman.
There are people like that who are like, yeah, let's I'll go find my own thing to do. On the other hand, if this is their person and it's the holiday and they want to spend it with them, and in order to do that, they have to come to your house, like, well, maybe that's what they do. It becomes one of those obligations that you're.
It is
you're
what
not
they
thrilled
do.
About.
It is what they do. That's right. The point. Like, there it is. Like, that's what they do. They right. don't ever say, you know what? I got my own family to go hang with. How about I go with them? You go with yours, and we'll catch back up
but
later
I
that
be
night.
Together.
How about that?
Surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. Well, people find each other, and they want to be together, I guess. I do agree with you, though. It's like, oh, great. Go hang out with your family. Sounds so fun.
Well,
I'll be here waiting in bed with rose petals leading to the
Yeah,
to the
I don't know. I just feel it is interesting that as adults, you don't get to see your parents very often. And when it is, it's usually the holidays. And
they've got this stranger in tow.
Yeah, you'd think that the stranger would say, I'm sure your kids want to see you, man.
Yeah.
They don't want to see me. They want to see you. So why don't you go do that? I don't know if that's petty jealousy on the part of the partner that's like, hey, I want to be included.
Well, I'm sure sometimes there is that. And there's other times where the person who's going to see their family is like, no, I want you to come. I want to fit
sure.
you into it.
Right.
Yeah, it's it always sucks. You know, there's nothing good about divorce. And it's the long-term stuff you're not even thinking about, where now you're dealing with this person and every person that they're with for the rest of their lives.
Right.
Here's another one. Response to girl whose dad is bringing his girlfriend around. I am writing in response to the Secret Show today. While my situation is very different, my feelings are the same. My mom died last year, leaving my dad a widower after 32 years of marriage. He's since reconnected with an ex-girlfriend from 35 years ago who also had a successful marriage and lost her husband. Seems like a meet-cute, right? Well, it isn't when he's your father. After my father asking my opinion on bringing her to Thanksgiving and me telling him it would greatly hurt us kids, he made plans to do it anyway. He made it clear he didn't give a fuck all about my opinion. It stings. The one piece of advice I have to offer your previous writer is something someone said to me. You should be thankful for this woman. At least he has companionship and you don't have to play life partner to him. That being said, I feel your pain. I now live in Austin, but I listen to the 5 to 7 o'clock hour live every morning and podcast every day.
All right.
Let the guy bring the chick to Thanksgiving's one day.
Hey, who, mom?
Well, they are letting him.
Yeah.
Has your mom ever dated?
No.
Not once?
Not once.
In the entire time she's lived in America, she's had zero partners.
Zero. As far as I know.
I don't know
100%, but I know 97.3%.
Yeah. Fraction.
No, really. You guess that she hasn't been with anybody, right?
As far as I know, she is not.
Doesn't that make you sad?
Well, relationships are complex and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but do you want your mom to
be
happy?
I've never, like, we don't talk about the things, these type of things.
Yeah.
That the Western cultures talk about.
Oh.
It's kind of more private. You know how it is.
Well, and there's no conflict.
I don't.
There's no conflict in the house, right?
No conflict in the house.
Right,
no,
but on your walks,
house.
Wouldn't you say something like, aren't you lonely? Don't
no,
you want to
no,
go on a date?
No, no.
Wouldn't you want to be with somebody?
I don't say that.
Do you ask her, what'd you do this week?
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
She's really involved with the church, so she does a lot at church. But she, it's not, yeah, I don't.
Sarah's making weird faces.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know she is.
I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
Be honest for once.
I'm not. I bet you that your mom has had relationships that...
Maybe. I don't really think about it. I know you guys want to shove this down my throat.
No, I'm not shoving it down. But I actually think that she felt that her priority was... You stop it.
That's Hooman.
Hooman, stop it.
See, it wasn't me.
I'm actually kind of on your side. I think that your mom probably, you know, she... went on dates here and there, but you were always her priority.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but he's 44 now.
I mean, he is?
You know, 20 years ago, she could have said, all right, he's a
20-year-old.
I can go date now.
I loved when my dad went out.
Oh, you did? Did you like all the chicks he brought home, though? Or were there any that just bugged the hell out of you? Be honest with me.
Sure, there was probably one or two that I didn't particularly care for, but I knew they wouldn't be around that long.
Oh, okay.
But I thought if they made him happy, then good, go hang out, man.
It'd probably put him in a better mood.
Well, maybe.
Did he ever like have a screaming match with any of the chicks he brought home?
No.
That's good.
Oh, that's too bad, because that leads to hot sex.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, that never stopped him. He bring the girls home all the time.
Could you hear them doing it?
You know what? I really never heard them, even though my room was right across from his. But my brother said, I think when I went to stay with my mom, my brothers would say that they would hear him.
Oh, so the gag ball was only for when you were home.
Yes.
Got it.
I have a daughter in the other room. Shut up.
Right.
Whore.
Stop this. Your mouth.
All right. Or maybe he really did just want to sleep.
Right.
Uh-huh. This one is titled Joys of Homeownership.
Yes. Here we go. I can't wait to be right as usual.
As usual?
Yeah. Right about that one chick. Email. Thank you, Santa.
Please. You were wrong about 25 things today easily. Yixack Perlman.
I was right about Yixack.
Get out of here in the Sacramento Kings.
That was a big one.
Jesus.
I paid. I paid the piper.
I love that we still have the audio from that from 5 years ago. It's
Don't
great.
Be so happy about that.
Hey, it's but funny. There was a bunch of texters that said that the Kings are having their best season ever.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
In eighth place. Believe me, it's only December, whatever.
Yeah,
the playoffs aren't until June.
Oh,
it's rough. It's rough up there in Sacramento.
Nice new stadium.
And I'll say this: when the Warriors finish that $1 billion stadium, they're going to be so much more attractive than they already are. Like, people are going to want to have that as their home stadium. They'll come here. They'll sign with the Warriors. For
oh,
that.
Oh, you mean they'll I have see better what you're saying. Players. Ooh,
even better than they have. Yeah,
I fear that thanks, what Santa. He's saying is going to screw us. Please stop him from talking.
Put a sock in. Joys of homeownership.
Oh right, yeah, back to that.
Forgot about that already.
Dear Morning Show family.
Boomin's all happy right now. Up your ass with the rubber hose.
Oh, it's gonna be.
I did that.
He's gonna be right again. Here we go. He is gonna be right.
Once oh, again. Great.
Thought I would write in and tell you just how much your show and the things you say impact your listeners. My husband and I worked really hard and were able to buy our first home. We closed on Halloween.
Congratulations.
After some delays.
Nice. The devil's holiday. The devil's Christmas. Boo.
I love Halloween.
First, the truck we got for moving wasn't big enough for all our crap. Not sure how that's possible because we're gaining 600 square feet. Then, upon delivery of the appliances, we were told they were unable to install the dishwasher because of a corroded pipe. Our disposal didn't work, and the topper is our hot water heater went out completely.
Mm.
It's a 16-year-old home, so we knew stuff was going to come up, but we didn't think of it. We didn't think all of it would come up the first week.
Of course, right.
This is happening as I can hear Hooman saying, joys of homeownership. I was a hot mess. I started to cry. In the middle of my sobbing, I scream, shut up, Hooman! The look on my husband's face was priceless. He doesn't listen to the show, so I explained everything. He started to laugh, and it was a moment we needed. All is getting taken Aww. Care of, and in the end, we bought our first house.
Yay!
Thanks for providing laughter when we needed it. She yelled, shut up, Hooman!
Beautiful.
So funny.
Game over, man.
Right.
I thought that was a cute one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Here's bad advice. I was wondering if you could help me mentally get hold of an answer. I recently started dating someone, but not someone new to my life. My good friend, after 6 years of friendship, I never knew he had a crush on me because we're both pretty shy and introverted types of people. One night in September, we drank too much wine and he slipped and said, why aren't you married? You're such a good person. You sew, your cooking is delicious, you're a great mom. I just laughed and he followed it up with, if I ever had a chance, I'd never let you leave and I'd do anything I could to make us work.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But that's all the stuff.
And laid everything out.
Jeez.
Within the next, well, at least he finally let her know.
Well, I know, but he goes 6 years without saying a damn thing and then he uncorks like that?
Within the next month, things became must be revealing if you're leaving. And although I had a crush on him, too, I had some hang-ups because he's younger than me and has no children. I'm not too sure if he's ready or knows what's in store for him to be a part of my family with my middle school age son. I guess all that can come in time, but I'm just thinking too much. Anyway, we're officially a couple, but I'm not telling my son yet because it's still early within the relationship. Now onto the adult side of the relationship. There's all these stories online from therapists, and even Steve Harvey says to wait 90 days to have sex like a company does on giving a new employee benefits. Do you guys think we should do the same time frame? We've known each other for 6 years. We have the whole friendship behind our relationship. We've only kissed and done a bit more, but I really want this relationship to work. So she's asking if she should wait 90 days. I also want to know, I also know he's had a few girlfriends in the past and they had sex sooner. I told him I wanted to wait and he's fine with that, but I'm still mentally trying to figure out how, because he's so passionate when we're together and he plays guitar. Oh, we cuddle and he just holds me all night as we sleep. I want to do more, but then I don't want this relationship to be going too fast and lose steam. I'm not afraid he'll leave me after we have sex since we're both wanting this relationship to be long term. But then there's all these online stories with waiting on sex, blah, blah, blah. No offense, but I don't want to be like Hooman. At the same time, I don't want to be like Vinny in his day with Shed. Ha ha. There's a good point in between, isn't there? Thank you, guys. I hope you all get laid in FOC. And I've been a listener since 05, and I was pregnant with my son. He loves you guys, too, and loves Vinny's fast facts, and he tries to tell me the info and forgets I'm in the car already. I already know the information.
That's cute. All right, don't you start. Don't bring.
All right, well, I'm going to say something after he's done.
Don't bring Shed into this. That's not right. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. So, all right, I'm going to be in the minority here. I 100% think you should wait the 90 days. And I think when you guys finally do it, you should like go somewhere cool, like a nice hotel or somewhere. Like go somewhere special. Make it special the first time you guys do it. But wait, like wait. All right, that's me.
I think the longer you wait, the more disappointing it's going to be when it happens. Right, I think you should bone him right away.
Wasn't that he slugs?
Absolutely.
Climb up on top of him and bounce.
Right. Yeah, I think
let
that,
tits
first of all,
jiggle around.
Yeah. The way he hung around for 6 years and then finally spills out how into you he is, the guy is into you. I mean, you don't need, you're not Shed. Like, that's made up in your head or. Right. Maybe he just wanted to burn me with a Shed crack.
Well, and it's been a little while, too. I mean, you guys are, you've been making out.
Yeah,
he's passionate. Just fucking grab him by the dick.
I'll tell you what. I was dating a girl that made me wait, and I thought, she must not really like me. Like, she made out with me, but, you know, I thought, she likes me enough to kiss me, but doesn't like me enough to bring me in the house and fuck me. All right, bye. And then later she was like, no, I, because actually it was you that said, no, she was probably on her period or something, dummy.
Dummy.
And then I think she called to confirm that.
She wrote back years later, right?
Yeah. She did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Whoops. Well, I didn't know.
And then you met the girl you were
with. Yeah, and it's all good. But I'm just saying that, you know, a guy might be thinking like, shh. One of the things that ruins it for me is because I've been talking on a radio show to basically two girls for so long who've been purposefully mean and hostile. And
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you two.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Christina on the air or something.
That they've planted all of this stuff that girls think in my head. I can't. I mean, believe me. I'm
sucker.
Like, oh, right, exactly right. Like, Jesus, women are gnarly.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
These
so
ones are.
I've definitely. That's where I got. The, these ones are for sure. That's where I got the. Oh, she's making out with me, but she doesn't want to bone me. This is like the...
She's not going to make out with you. I mean, not repeatedly. You might make out with someone just because you're sort of caught in that moment. And you're like thinking in your head, all right, well, this isn't going any further than that. All right, good night. But then you don't put yourself in that situation again unless you want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, mixed messages from you two have really screwed up my life.
Yeah, listen, you need to bone this guy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's all us.
Yeah,
we're the ones who screwed your life up. Right?
Absolutely.
All right.
You should definitely bone him.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just go crazy on him, too. Like, I'm going to let myself go crazy. I'm going to let myself be free tonight. And get rid of the kid, too, that night. And just go fucking crazy. And
what does that mean to you?
What?
You keep saying go crazy. What
just
does that mean?
Go crazy
to you?
On him. Like, slither all over him. Put all the stuff everywhere.
You mean like have him splooge right in her face or something?
Let that big juice fly.
Oh,
whatever.
God.
Do whatever to, you know, just have a freaking ball.
Hooman, what do you think of that?
He's actually considering it. I don't know. The big juice, it doesn't seem like.
The big juice sounds kind of messy.
I just want to go back to that girl. I really hope you listen to me. Wait. Don't rush.
Get right into it.
Don't take the splooge in the face.
Take that guy's freaking head clean off. Swing from the chandeliers.
Yeah.
Don't put any whipped cream in your coos, though. That's that we found out earlier this week. That does not go well.
I say hold off on the anal.
Oh, don't do that. I'm not saying, don't ever do that.
Just wait for the second or third date for that one.
Yeah, give it a couple
don't
dates.
Ever do that one.
Oh,
you never
right,
have to do that.
Sarah.
And clear that with him first. Be like, you know what? Before we even get into this, the back door's closed.
Oh, fuck
And I want to make sure you're all right with that.
You know what? If you want to say goodbye to him, say that.
Well.
Trying to get rid of him, say that.
Yeah.
Gotta be like,
that's a test.
Great.
Kind of test.
The kind where you don't get to bone her.
This menu's all fucked up already?
That's just not the kind of meal we serve here. We only serve good meals, not shitty meals.
What are you talking about? She keeps winking the whole time,
no,
you guys.
She does
she
not
she absolutely
keep winking.
Loves it.
She does.
Look at her. Totally winking.
So I'm not. Just
yeah, don't listen to her.
Listen,
me and you said don't find this funny at all.
Because it's not funny at all. I'm never winking. He's always saying I'm winking. I'm never winking.
How do you say it like that while
she
you're winking?
You guys, she just did it.
Did she do it?
She totally did it.
Man.
She's really convincing.
Oh
like, audio-wise, she's
we don't
very
know
convincing.
Who to believe in here.
You should believe me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stop,
just
Sarah.
Get it again. Get in here.
It's ridiculous. I just don't even.
You
guys, you're sapping my energy. I don't even have any energy.
Zapping, guys.
Oh, my God. My stomach.
Sucker dry. Sucker dry.
This is the first ab workout I had in a long time.
Oh, man.
Wore her out so she's all tired tomorrow.
I'm all tired every day.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
See you later.